This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
So today I want to talk about sharing our journey, why it's something that I think we need to be doing more often. I think it needs to become a bigger part of our culture. Just like sharing our personal experiences, the things that we are learning along the way, the ways that we failed, the ways that we've succeeded, and really trying to create a culture of learning from each other. There's a number of reasons why this is important, and I'm going to talk about them in today's episode. The first big reason why this is something I think we need to be doing more of is that it allows us to borrow motivation from each other. Like, okay, so sharing our personal experiences, it can have this like massive, profound effect on other people and on ourselves. It's not just this like one-way thing where we are giving, giving, giving. It has effects that are beneficial to us as well. But it is massively helpful for other people. And one of the ways that it is being able to help them take the kind of action that inevitably leads to positive change. I talk about on this show all the time, like, change comes from action. Change comes from putting in the work and doing something different than you've already done. But it's really difficult to find the motivation to make that change, to take that action, and to do it consistently. By creating this culture where we are able to learn from one another, where we're able to share with each other's journeys and experience each other's journeys, we also create a situation where our positive change, our positive action inspires other people and motivates other people to create that kind of change for themselves as well. Now, it's really easy. This is one of the things I have a problem with when it comes to personal development. It's really easy to tell somebody like, oh, you just need to go get motivated. You just need to show up and do it. You just need to watch a video and get hyped up and ready to go. You just need to want it bad enough. It's really easy to say these things and then to walk away. And if they don't do it, it's their fault. But it's a lot harder to actually stop and question, is that the right way to go about it? Now, there are a number of things that contribute to an individual becoming motivated or even losing motivation, but one of the most consistent ways to increase motivation is to borrow it from other people. It's to look at what other people have done, to learn from other people directly, to speak to the people that you are surrounded by, and to see what is actually possible for yourself. This is something that I spoke about in my book, Tiny Leaps. But being able to learn from other people and sort of borrow that motivation is something that we all benefit from. And it's something that when we choose to share our story, we give people that tool. We give them the additional resource they can pull on to power their own motivation and to drive their own energy towards taking action. And in addition to that, it's also a great way to show that no one is ever truly alone. Whether we want to admit it or not, feeling like we are alone is a massive source for depression. It's a massive source for anxiety, and it's a massive source for just having not enough energy required to move forward and get the activity done. By allowing ourselves to learn from one another, by creating a culture of opening up to each other about our struggles, we also create the opportunity to recognize that our circumstances really aren't that unique. We're all going through the same things. We're all struggling with some of the same things. And so it's worth it to share those experiences, to learn from those experiences, both to help people see what actions they need to take next, but also so that people can see that they're not dealing with this by themselves. There are other people who are struggling with this same thing or who have struggled with this same thing. And on that note, there's another massive benefit when it comes to sharing our own journey, and that is creating a supportive network, both for ourselves and for others. Sharing our experiences with others is an important part of living in a community. If you want to live in a society, then we are going to be aware of what other people are dealing with, whether we really want to be or not. That's just part of the price of living so closely together, and it's part of the benefit of living so closely together. Because it helps us build relationships, it helps us to understand each other in a way that no one else really can. And not only does it normalize the experience of difficult situations that I just spoke about, but it also provides hope. Because a lot of people, when they are dealing with whatever situation they're dealing with, it feels like it will never be any better. It feels like it's never going to be anything but that crushing experience. And that leads to a lot of negative outcomes. But by sharing our experiences, by openly talking about it, making it okay to ask about these things that we consider personal or we're embarrassed by, we give ourselves the opportunity to help others and to create a space where we can openly discuss these things without judgment. That gives those people who are struggling right now, the people who are suffering in silence, the place that they might need to be able to open up, to be able to ask for help, and to be able to share that maybe they're not doing too hot right now. But that comes from having a culture of being open first and foremost. By letting ourselves become open with each other, by letting ourselves be honest with each other, we create a supportive network. We allow people to connect with each other, to connect with themselves. We allow ourselves to connect with ourselves, and we give each other the permission that we need in order to move forward and to take the type of action that's required to make changes. And the last big benefit of this is that it allows us to break down barriers. Now, this is something that I think is incredibly important across the board, but it becomes extra important when we're talking about things like health and finances. Now, this conversation happens quite a bit, right? It's not okay, typically, in modern society, to talk about your salary. It's not okay, typically, to talk about the things that we just don't talk about. We just don't share these things. And that kind of puts us at a disadvantage. Because what we've seen throughout time is that, especially when it's related to our salaries, people who are doing the same job as us, or people who are even doing less than us, might be getting paid more or an equal amount than you are, even though you're doing significantly more work and contributing more. Now, that's not necessarily their fault. It's probably the company's fault. It's probably the organization's fault. But it is something that happens, and it's something that could be avoided if we were aware of the conversation that's being had around finances, around our paychecks and our salaries. By being more open with that type of conversation, by breaking down that barrier, we enable each individual person to have more power in the conversation when negotiating things like salary. If you're going into a job with the expectation of doing the same amount of work as somebody else, and you know that that person makes X amount, then you can demand X amount. Otherwise, you won't accept the job. That gives you power. That gives the next person power. Similarly, when it comes to our medical situation, this can be ridiculously personal and hard to talk about and share. But by breaking down that barrier, by being more open with one another, we often give ourselves the opportunity to learn what is actually out there for us, what is actually able to help us, what is actually going on. Now, of course, we don't want to take any type of like diagnosis or treatment advice from someone who is not an expert in this. But if someone has dealt with the situation you're in, they can at the very least support you with what questions you should be asking your doctor. What questions are you not thinking about because you're way too stressed out that you should be bringing up to the professionals that are supporting you? We see situations with a medical malpractice and medical negligence often in this country. It happens all the time. A big part of that is because as individuals, we're really not empowered to understand what we should be asking and what we should be aware of. We really don't know what we need to know when we go into that conversation. And while it's important to trust the expert and to trust that they have your best interest in mind, we also have to remember that they exist within a capitalist society. And so their focus is not always going to be on you. They're working with a number of clients. They're working with a number of people struggling with different situations. And it can be very easy to both make a mistake or to just not dig as deep as they should. And that's not entirely their fault. It's kind of the fault of the system that they operate in. If they work at a hospital or a doctor's office, that their prime objective is to turn a profit, then the internal processes are likely to find areas that they can reduce a step, find areas that they can make things just a little bit more profitable. That leads to mistakes being made. That leads to care not being provided when it should be. And by sharing these experiences, as much as we feel comfortable, by making it okay to talk about these things, by making it okay to support one another with these things, we allow ourselves the power we need to go into those conversations with the questions in mind that we should be asking, with the expectations in mind that we should have. And I want to be clear here, whether it's your job, the medical system, or any other system, I'm not telling you and I'm not advocating to ignore professionals or to look down on people who have spent their life trying to be good at this. That is absolutely not what I'm arguing. But you and I both know that in a capitalist world, profit comes first. And that profit is not necessarily being driven by your friendly neighborhood doctor. It's being driven by the person who owns the office or hospital. Empowering each other by sharing our experiences, sharing our journey with each other, enables us to do something that humanity has always done throughout all of history. And that is to support one another, to learn from one another, and to help each other get to the next step. That's why we've been able to come as far as we have. And I truly believe that's the only way that we're going to be able to go even further. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I want to hear what you think. Head over to Spotify if you're listening anywhere else. Go to Spotify. There is a poll and a question of the day that I'd love to get your responses on, just to hear what you're thinking, hear how this episode performed for you, and whether or not it was something you resonated with. Thank you for being here. Be sure to share your experience as much as you feel comfortable this week, and I will talk to you next time.